Hey, everybody, I'm Cam Caskey.
And I'm Tim Miller, and this is FY Pod. It's where we discuss Gen Z stuff and young people stuff and scissoring and transsexuals and mass gun violence. And so that's where we're going to start today. Cameron, we have news from our Justice Department that I think is of interest to both of us. Here it is. This is broken by the Real Daily Wire. We are kind of in the Men in Black situation where you get the real news from the tabloids. They have this. The Justice Department is deliberating banning guns for transgenders. That's how the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller wrote it.
You can't use the word people. Using the word people is woke. That you can't call them people.
Yeah. You have to call them transgenders. As part of a range of options blocking mentally unstable individuals for committing acts of violence. It goes on. We have more information from them, the Daily Wire. A senior DOJ official discussing the matter said, quote, "We are not playing semantics with words like dysphoria. We are talking about trannies, and we don't think they should have guns." I have so many thoughts about this, but, you know, you get to go first.
Federal law requires a judge declare somebody, quote, mentally defective before being stripped of their right to own firearms. But Republicans in this situation are saying, we used to draw the line at any sort of gun rights being infringed. But now what we are going to do is go after trans people. And this should be no surprise to anybody, because going after trans people is one of the key parts of the Republican playbook. But there goes any conversation about the Second Amendment. And it's important that we not try too hard to call out the hypocrisy, because hypocrisy is the only thing these people deal in anymore. But that doesn't make it any less insane. They talk about how being trans is a mental disorder, and they love to cite stats about how many trans people deal with mental health issues. They talk about how gender dysphoria is considered to be a mental illness in this country by the American Psychiatric Association. Here's the thing. You want to know why a lot of trans people deal with mental health issues? It's because people like you make being trans in this country a fucking nightmare. That's why trans people are constantly dealing with this type of thing. Is there's trans people who deal with gender euphoria. And when they become themselves the way that they see, they are so terribly happy. I know one of these people, my best friend from college, was somebody who was struggling with identity and dealt with something like gender dysphoria. But that's largely because in this country, being trans is such a fucking terrifying thing that, of course, if somebody feels as though they were born in the wrong body, they're going to deal with mental health issues, because they're stepping into a fucking human nightmare because of people like the Republicans. But I'll let you do your thing.
Yeah, I don't. I'm with you on all of that. Trans euphoria, that's a good line.
It's not just a line. That's like a real thing that they call it. It's gender euphoria.
I appreciate it. Didn't mean it like line. I meant it's a good frame. It's a good way to think about it. But this is going to seem a little kind of trolly. And I don't really intend it to be, because I'm kind of half serious about it. And that is, like, I kind of hope they try this. Because it's not the hypocrisy, Cam. It makes the entire argument crumble. Like, if the premise of the argument that they have is that we need good people with guns to take out bad people with guns, and it's better to have more guns in the society, we need to have a culture that honors these, you know, fucking little, you know, hand penises that everybody needs to deal with their gender dysphoria. And then they decide, well, no, actually, there's a certain group of people we think are dangerous, and so they shouldn't have guns. The logic of that is hard to kind of put back in the jar. It's kind of hard to stop. It's like, okay, well, then shouldn't people who have domestic violence assaults not have guns also? Like, shouldn't people that are felons, or, you know, that have had other issues also not have guns? Shouldn't people under the age of X not have guns, right?
And it's not just the administration. It's not just it's not just Pam Bondi. It's like everyone, all the Republicans already came out after the shooting in Minnesota and said, this is a trans people having guns issue. And immediately when they say that, you go, well, no, because if trans people had guns, then the country would be safer, because your whole thing is that the more guns there are on the street, the more guns there are in your house, the safer a situation is. Statistics be damned. So you're right to say, like, there goes the whole argument. It's just, again, we're not at a point where them getting exposed for being completely full of shit.
Let's do a deal.
Well, but the way things work right now is attacking trans people is infinitely more popular than having a cogent argument. So this is a winning thing for them because the victims of the people who are having their rights infringed are trans people. If it's trans people having their rights infringed, the Republicans are going to cheer for it. They don't think the Second Amendment applies to trans people because they don't think trans people have any rights in the first place.
Right. Well, and so that's the scary part of this, right? And there's two sides of the coin. Like, again, on the one hand, it's like, okay, well, if you're going to let your entire argument crumble and we're going to go to the table on this stuff, it's like, I'm happy to throw the gays in too. You can take away my right to have guns as long as we can, you know, like, sort of like, how many groups can we add on? Because the more groups we start taking guns away from, at least then, you know, we're starting to finally reverse the inexorable path towards a country that has like 5x more guns than it has people, until we start adding the humanoids that Melania was talking about today.
They go out of their way to make sure domestic abusers are able to buy guns. And if you look at the statistics, which I don't have readily available right now, the amount of gun deaths that are a husband shooting his fucking wife are insane. So the first thing you would see, if you're looking at the rate, you look at how many trans mass shooters there are. Now, if you look at the gun violence archive, it's less than 0.2%. But forget that. Like, looking at how many mass shooters have been trans, whatever, look at how many people getting shot, period, are getting shot by somebody who has already been convicted of domestic abuse. So again, domestic abusers, Republicans want to protect their Second Amendment rights because they're domestic abusers. Like, they're not trans. It's specifically trans people. If any other, like, I mean, this is a tired thing to say because it's so fucking obvious, but if they were actually going after the root cause of this, white dudes would not be allowed to buy guns. Like, these mass shootings, when somebody walks into a school and fucking knocks down 20 toddlers and puts a military-sized bullet in their chest, it's almost exclusively white dudes. And yeah, if those Second Amendment rights were being infringed, goodbye. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I guess that's my point. If you want to make a trade where boys under 25 can't have firearms and also gays and trans can't have firearms and also domestic abusers couldn't have firearms, that's a winning trade for me. I don't think that's where things are actually going, but it's worth exploring the premise of their argument as if they're serious and not just trolls.
These mass shootings were mostly young dudes before the recent fucking tsunami of incel culture came in. Like, young men were in a very different position. Even in 2018, when a 19-year-old young man shot up my high school, like, young men were not nearly as cooked at that point as they are right now. Fucking the Columbine dudes, Sandy Hook, like, young men were not as fucked as they are right now. And young men are more fucked than ever. And I talked about this on MSNBC. There's a 22-year-old kid who we covered on this show at a time when he wasn't getting a lot of coverage because we're just that fucking good at journalism, named Thomas Fugate, who Trump appointed to handle the DOJ's domestic terror and domestic shooting oversight. And he was directly pulling funds from the state of Minnesota that they used for threat prevention like this. But those funds went to programs that took things like this shooter, because this shooter in Minnesota was blatantly posting about how the shooting was going to happen, making YouTube videos talking about how the shooting was going to happen. And people used to be able to detect these things. But now Trump's government is actually stripping local organizations of the resources that they use to prevent shootings like this from happening. So if you want to prevent mass shootings, fucking prevent the Trump administration from doing anything it's doing right now.
One more thing on this. I just want to, and because you said it, and I just want to say it clearly, because like the degree to which these guys, if they had their druthers, would give trans people no rights cannot be understated. And I just think that, like, I think that there's a lot of folks out there in society who don't know a lot about trans people, who it makes them uncomfortable. They haven't learned about it. It isn't like gay rights in that way because they're fewer of them. They don't have a lot of personal experience, right?
A lot of gays are super transphobic.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of this happening. And there's a lot of people out there that like really hate trans people and they're in this administration. But there's another category of people who really just don't have a ton of exposure to it, and they have questions, and some of them have concerns, varying degrees of legitimacy about trans youth and trans sports and all that. But a lot, these people don't want trans people to be treated like subhumans. Okay, again, there are some people that do in this administration, but I think that that these guys are way overstepping where the country actually is. And I think that going after trans people and being able to make a legitimate argument that they are trying to take away basic fundamental human rights from people who are just trying to live their lives, and it has nothing to do with your fucking sports competition or your trophies, and it has nothing to do with your bathrooms. It's like they're just targeting these people and coming after them. I don't know, man. I think that it's important to just like bifurcate that and speak clearly about it, because I think that there's people out there that and kind of just whatever, you know, Andrew Schultz world, who like aren't for that. Right. Like they're not there. This is fucking bullshit. And like they need to be fucking called out for it. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
The people who enjoy dehumanizing trans people are so all over the place and so powerful that you're only going to see more of this. And they're going to use gender dysphoria being classified as a mental health issue as an excuse to do a lot of things to abuse this community. And it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy where trans people, of course, are going to deal with mental health issues because you are treating them as a subhuman class of people, even though trans people, even fucking Democrats act like this is some new thing that just started happening. You can go back to ancient fucking history and find people who were gender nonconforming. Like they have always been around. They will always be around. The question is how much are you going to use these people as one of the groups that you're going to throw under the bus in order to allow in more authoritarianism? It's the same. You saw in Nazi Germany, they picked people off one minority group at a time to get to where they went. This is why gay people who are transphobic and act like trans people are taking the gay rights movement too far and to, you know, undermining all the work that they've done. This is why it's so infuriating to me. It's like, hey, let's say they got rid of the trans people. Let's say they got rid of the fucking non-binary baristas with hair in Bushwick. Let's say they got rid of the bisexuals, which at this point, you know, I can tell you, fine, take us first. Like, let's say they get rid of everybody. They're coming for you next, gays. Like, you think that they're going to stop at trans people? You think that that's where they draw the line? Oh, if trans people stop demanding rights, then we're going to be able to be the happy gays that we were in 2015 when gay marriage. But no, they're coming for you. Congrats, next, motherfucker. Congrats,
gays of Washington, profiled by the New York Times, who are now the deputy commerce secretary. Like, oh yeah, like the. I hope that job is worth it. Assistant to the manager of the commerce department. These fucking people. All right, we both get hot on this.
So for anyone who thinks that like they're not coming for you next, like as soon as they have wiped every other group's rights off the board, as soon as they have stripped every other group of their constitutional rights, like you're next. So shut the fuck up and start to listen to people and show up for people.
All right. Usually we try to do more gleeful stuff here today. Cameron wanted to show us a clip of Donald Trump getting impregnating Satan. I kind of wish Satan would have impregnated Donald Trump. That's my note for Matt and Trey in South Park. You know, we got fucking hot under the collar about the dehumanizing of trans people and Cam's Wi-Fi shout out. So this is the best you're going to get out of us. This is FY Pod for this week. I'm Tim. He was Cam. We'll catch you guys soon. Subscribe to the feed. Peace. Slay.